And you don't know anything particular about his past ancestors, or do you?
No, nothing particular. I can tell you that.
Well, now we're getting ready to start the questions. Some of them are going to be hard.
I'm going to shoot you.
I just want you to say the very word that you would say in normal speech. I don't care what's correct. I don't care what anybody else says. I just want to know the way you talk. That's all I want.
Oh, that's your love.
That's perfect. If that's what you say, that's perfect. Okay. What do you call the later part of the day, just before supper, around 3 or 4 o'clock?
I would call it around what time now?
Just before supper.
Let me see, from 7 on is considered evening.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider that still afternoon.
Afternoon, right. What do you call the time of the day when the sun first appears?
Well, I call it, either way would be correct, I would think. I'd say sunrise or sun up.
You might say either one?
It could say either one, which would be all right. The sun was up or it was rising.
Well,
that would depend on how high it was up, though.
What do you call the time of the day when the sun disappears?
Sundown.
Sundown. Okay, if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun's coming out, what would you say the weather is? You'd say the weather is...
Let's see, repeat that question.
Okay. There's been a storm and the rain stops. And the clouds are disappearing and the sun's coming out. You might say that the weather is...
It's clearing, or maybe it's subsiding, or I would say clearing.
Clearing, okay, fine. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Well, let me see. I don't know what I would say, spasmatic shower. That's not the word I want to use.
I don't know anything about it.
What is that question?
Downpour, cloudburst, goose drowned, or any of those? Toad strangler?
Let me see. No, I would say it was a
squall.
You might say a cloudburst, but I don't know what I would say that or not. Well, we just use that word.
Do you ever use the word cloudburst?
Oh, yeah, well, cloudburst. I rain down toad frogs.
Rain down toad frog.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, that's how I like those ladies dance as soon as it was over with.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Well, I used to call it kindling.
What do you call the real rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started with?
Well, I would say the lightwood.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Clothes hanger.
The thing, the clothes hanger. Is that what you call it?
A clothes hanger?
Yeah.
A clothes rod?
No, I mean the little room that you would put.
Closet.
Oh,
that's what you're talking about.
Is there a word that you have for one of these that you can move around? For like a movable closet?
Portable. I mean, portable if you can move it around, like a TV.
Like, do you have like shift robe or anything like
shift
that?
Shift robe, wardrobe.
Wardrobe. Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of the house?
Weatherboarding.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
It would be a porch.
What do you call a small porch often with no roof?
A terrace.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, you call it collaring.
Collar.
Cow pen.